Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
In the May 2012 edition of Veterinary Practice News, there was an article with the headline, Six Breed Winners Disqualified at Crofts. Crofts is the big United Kingdom Kennel Club's internationally famous dog show. It's also the dog show that suffered a major public relations blow when the British Broadcasting Company did an expose on the plight of purebred dogs. Among the ramifications of this expose was that the Kennel Club implemented a veterinary check on winners before they moved up the line. The article reported how 6 of the 15 best of breed winners didn't make the cut. And were they disqualified for little nitpicking things that might be overlooked in a well-bred animal? Well, you tell me. The veterinarians were asked to examine the animals and pay particular attention to four areas: visible eye disease, lameness, skin disorders, and breathing difficulty. Now, call me picky, but I don't consider those categories particularly subtle. Nonetheless, 6 of the top 15 best-of-breed winners were disqualified. And what breeds didn't pass? Well, the Bulldog, Pekingese, Clumber Spaniel, Mastiff, Neapolitan Mastiff, and the Basset Hound. Most of them didn't pass for eye problems. Naturally, I joined the members of the British veterinary profession in applauding these new rules and that the veterinarians who performed the examinations had the integrity and courage to do their job, because I'm sure they were under a tremendous amount of political and personal pressure. At the same time, I couldn't help wondering about the standards in the United States. What is the American Kennel Club doing to ensure the health of purebred dogs? Oh, I know they spend a lot of money on studying the diseases of purebred dogs, but what are they doing to prevent those diseases? When I say prevent those diseases, I'm not talking about learning how to manipulate genes so you can reverse diseases or stop diseases in individual dogs once they've started. And well, we can talk about doing genetic testing and eliminating dogs who carry genes that are somehow associated with those diseases, sometimes in ways we don't even understand yet. But the reality is that every time we eliminate a dog from the gene pool for one of those so-called genetic diseases, that breed gene pool gets smaller. And then there are all the dogs, the so-called companion dogs, who don't meet show standard, who often, by contract, must be spayed or neutered by their owners. They must be eliminated from the gene pool. Some breeders now add insult to injury by spaying and neutering these animals as puppies, young puppies, before they're even allowed to go to new homes. So there you go. We've got a disaster in the making. We have purebred gene pools that are getting smaller and smaller and smaller at the same time as the demands on the dogs are getting greater and greater and greater. And the animals that are being bred are those who are less and less fit to make it in the show ring, let alone the much more highly challenging mental and physical environment of the average American home. So, 3 cheers for the United Kingdom Kennel Club for initiating these examinations and these standards. Even though they were forced into it, they did do it. And all I can say is, Where's the AKC?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.